Justin, thank you. Good morning, everybody. Several girls' golf teams doing well in the coverage area yesterday with regional final meets, advancing on to state tournament play next week, including the West Delaware Hawks, who are back to state for the second year in a row, third time in program history. The Hawks shot a 362, second place behind Clear Lake, the host, who had a 321 at Veterans Memorial Golf Course in Clear Lake. Waverly Shellrock finishing third, just two strokes behind the Hawks with a 364. Independence came in seventh place with a 420. Individually for the Hawks, Kendi Klosterman led the way with an 87. She finished eighth overall. A tie for ninth with Ella Kolak and Emma Hogan with 89s. Tie for 15th with Malin Coates and Susie Funky with 97s. And Andrea Wubina with a 102, tied for 25th. Coach Mather talked about the factors that helped carry the Hawks to a second place finish.
The biggest part about golf is just battling. Conditions were beautiful, but I thought our girls just battled really well. They hit a bad shot. They just kept a good mindset. And I thought we had great minds all day long just watching the girls play. They had a good rhythm with what they were doing. That's all you can ask is go out there and keep competing, keep giving your best effort. Going to hit some bad shots, you're going to hit some good shots. You know, just keep going forward.
Coach Mather commented on how proud of this group he is.
I've been extremely proud of what they did all season long, you know, to win the Wamac East and then to win the Super Meet, first time ever in school history there, qualifying for state the third time. And we've just had a great season. We've had great mindset all season long. With a great mindset, I think good things happen, and that's a big part of golf.
With the Hawks moving on to the state tournament, it's the sixth state tournament appearance for West Delaware Athletics in this school year. The Hawks will play in the Class 3 state tournament at the River Valley Golf Course in Adel next Thursday and Friday. In Class 4A, the Western Dubuque Bobcats also moving on to the state tournament as they won Region 4 at the Irv Warren Golf Course in Waterloo with a 335, five strokes better than Cedar Falls. The Class 4A state tournament for Western Dubuque will be at the Otter Creek Golf Course in Ankeny. In Class 2A, Region 5 at the West Liberty Golf and Country Club belonged to Anamosa, the Lady Blue Raiders, with a 384, eight strokes better than Mid Prairie with a 392. Beckman was third, missing the cut with a 407. Anamosa's Madeline Nimmers and Cecilia Venega were runner-ups with 92s. Individual coverage area athletes moving on to the state tournament. Jalen Aitchison of Monticello with a 94. Maddie Schmitz and her teammate Shea Steffen of Beckman with 95s. In Class 1A, no coverage area teams or individuals moving on, unfortunately, in Region Number 4, East Buchanan came in fifth with a 435. New London and West Branch, the top two teams moving on from that region. In Wampolo, Region Number 5 in Grundy Center saw Bishop Garrigan of Algona and Grundy Center place as the top two teams. Coming in fifth was Edco with a 429 and sixth Starmont with a 470. The Class 2A state tournament will be held at the Pheasant Ridge Golf Course in Cedar Falls. Again, all those state tournaments, Class 1A through 4A, held next Thursday and Friday. West Delaware coaching news items for the past couple of days. West Delaware assistant boys wrestling coach Dale Meyer has been promoted to the girls' new head wrestling coach. The first coach in girls' wrestling history at West Delaware, of course, as the program starts up next school year. And West Delaware activities director Matt Weiss is in search of a new head girls basketball coach. After 9 years total coaching boys, then girls varsity head basketball at WD, Matt Utoff has resigned to take the head girls basketball coaching job at West Des Moines Valley. I'll have much more about that story in upcoming sportscasts. Postseason girls soccer from last night. West Delaware taking on Iowa City Regina on the road. Hawks season comes to a close as they fall to Regina 10-0. Also in Class 1A play, Anamosa fell to Union on the road in LaPorte City 4-2. Tonight, boys postseason soccer. West Delaware will travel up to Decorah to take on the Vikings with a 6:30 first kick in a Class 2A District 4 first rounder. Anamosa's at Iowa City Regina at 6:30. Monticello heads to Dyersville to take on Beckman. That contest also begins at 6:30. Cascade and Clinton Prince of Peace will meet in Goose Lake hosted by Northeast at 5 o'clock. Western Dubuque is on the road at Frost Park in Center Point, taking on Center Point Urbana. That contest in Class 2A will also start at 5 o'clock. Independence travels down to the Cornell College Soccer Complex to take on Mount Vernon. And that one will start at 5 o'clock for the Class 2A District 5 first-round action. Just one coverage area baseball game from last night, the Battle of Beckman and Western Dubuque at Jink Field in Dyersville. The Bobcats all over the Blazers, 17-6. The 3-0 West Delaware Hawk baseball team returns to action later on today as they travel to take on Class 4A non-conference opponent Dubuque Senior. It'll be a varsity JV doubleheader, starting with the varsity contest first at 3:30. Bill Logan and I will take the trip to Dubuque and have all of the action a little before 3:30 live on KMCH.com and on our KMCH Sports 2 app. And the state track and field meet getting underway this morning at 9 a.m. at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. We will have updates 45 minutes past the hour with Carl Wooldridge from our sister station, KIOW, live from Des Moines right here on Mix 94.7 and KMCH.com. Coming up at 9 o'clock in the coverage area, the East Buchanan and Northland girls will run in the Class 1A prelims of the Shuttle Hurdle Relay. At 10:40 this morning, Ella Alvis of EDCO will compete in the Class 1A 200-meter dash prelims. At 11 a.m. on the boys' side, Kate Hoggenberry of North Lynn will be in the Class 1A 200-meter dash prelims. And at 11:20, the North Lynn girls will compete in the Class 1A 4x800. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Thursday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.